And Lamites Lamed Aleph, the bottom. Shall Ole Bovel to Ragli Hanamali. A boar that belongs to Ole Bovel was made for the purpose of providing water for people who came Aliyah L'Regel. So the Morris says, Mil Ekmar. Mile Venosan Chaviro. Rav Nachman Omer Karagli Mishin Ismalulo. Rav Sheshis Omer Karagli Hanamali. Somebody drew water from this boar and gave it to somebody else. So Rav Nachman says that it has the tchum of the person who it was drawn for, not the person who drew it. Rav Shesha says it has the tchum of the person who drew it. From my commitment, okay? Mar sover bira dehefkeiruhu. Mar sover bira deshutvehu. One holds that this boar is hefker. A boar of Oli Regalim, nobody owns it. And whoever draws the water, therefore, is konet. And Mamela, what's it called? The tchum goes after the one who drew it. Ashenkin, the other one holds it, the shutfin. When I draw water for you, so I'm taking it for you, not for me. So therefore, I'm not konet. I'm taking your part. So it goes after the tchum of the one who was drawn for. Rashi. Rashi. Mile v'nosan l'chaveiro. He filled it up for the sake of the other person. De'im molo li'atzmo, chotzenan behed, yukarag le'amamali. If he did it for himself, and then on yontif he gave it to somebody else, avadi, what's it called, it has the tchum of the person who filled it up. But here it's talking what he had in mind when he filled it up for the other person. Kiragli mishin ismalulo, denasas eshlucho v'konolo. He's a shliach of the person who he drew for, and mameli he's koneh for him. Rav Sheshes sover beira dehefkeruhu. V'hamagbiya metziya l'chaveiro lo koneh chaveiro. And a person who's magbiya metziya for someone else isn't koneh him, is what's it called, the other person's not koneh. Because Gemara says that it's Toface lebalchov and machum shechov lacherin. You're taking something that somebody else could have. You can't take it for somebody else. You can take it for yourself. You can't take it for somebody else. So if you pick it up, even though you have in mind for the other person, you're calling it. Since you're calling it, it has your tchum. Kedamrin above mitziyah v'shvayim olzit. The habit toface lebalchov machum shechov lacherin. Ela hamagbi akon. Therefore, the one who drew the water was calling it. But Rav Nachman sover bear the shutvehu. Rav Nachman holds, no, the boar is shutvin. And therefore, when I take out, I'm not taking some hefker, and then I was calling it, I'm taking your chelik. Right? I'm taking your chelik for you, just passing it on to you. It's not an idea of shlichus over here. It's an idea of what's it called? You told me to do you a favor and take out your chelik for you. I'm just a postman, a messenger boy. So lo hifkiru b'nei agola, elenasnu l'chol Yisrael shu shutvin bo. They weren't mafker it. Everybody is partners in it. Because Omar Zelechaveru Lamalis Lo Michelko. When the person said, bring me my chelik. So that's what he did. Took out his chelik and brought it to him. V'holach b'shlichu so nasa shlucho. The ain't a magbia metziah. It's not the case where you find a metziah, right, which anybody could have had, and you designate it for somebody else. You can't do that. Because that's makom shechav lacherim. You can take it for yourself, but you can't designate it for somebody else. That's only where the thing is hefker, like the metziah, that doesn't have owners. Right? Or you're not mechuyev to give back. But over here, everybody has a chelik. So the guy asked you, could you please bring me my chelik? So you, when you took it, you're bringing his chelik.
Why isn't it like the shared tchum with the other shared things, other shoots of
him? They're not shoots. Well, no.
By everyone's tchum.
Because it never was in anybody's reshus when Yontif came in. It's not hefker, and it's nobody's reshus. When you take it, that one becomes yours. Otherwise, you're shutfim in it, and it's not no geah to anybody, really, till you actually take it. Okay. Eishve Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman. Hareini olecho cheirim. If a person said, I'm cheirim, what's it called, to you. In other words, all my chafetzim are osur to you. So hamudr osur. Then the person who the nether was made against is usher to use anything of the madir's chafetzim. Reuven said, all my chafetzim are cherim to you. So Shimon is usher in Reuven. Hare ato alai cherim. Person said, all your chathetzim are osur to me. Reuven said that. Then Reuven's osur and Shimon's chathetzim. Then hanoder osur. Then the noder is osur. Hare ni olecho vi ato alai shneim asurim. Zebazet. Person says, all my chathetzim are osur to you and all your chathetzim are osur to me. Both of them are osur. With each other. Umutarim, however, even though they're osur with each other's chathetzim, mutarim b'shal olei bavel, v'asurim b'shal olei soheir. They're mutter to use the things that belong to olei bavel, because that's not shutfis. That is hefker. We'll see in one second. But they're osur with things that people are partners with in that city, because that's not hefker, that's shutfis. The elu hein dvorim shal olei bavel, what things are they mutter in, which are not considered shutfis? Harabayas, halishkos, hazoros, right? Everybody, what's it called? The harabayas is hefker to everybody. The lishkos are hefker to everybody. The azoros, you can go into the azora. It's not that I'm going into somebody else's chelik. Here he has a shutfis in it, and therefore I'm being the henna from his chelik. He has no chelik. Nobody has a chelik. It's hefker to everybody. Ubor shel emtza aderech, and also the bor of olivado, the water that was meant. So vaishlois is not shutfis. The elu hein shalos soir. What are the things that people are shutfin in, and therefore they can't be nehenna from it because you're nehenna from the other person's chelik? Harechov, right? The what's it called? The town square. Ubeis haknesses. Ubeis hamerchutz. So Mar says the iyamr is bere de shutfehu amay mutter. If you hold that a bear of olei bavel is shutfis, how could they be mutter? Right, each one is nehenna from the other one's chelik, since they all have a chelik in it. Right, shutvim that made an isser one on the other, they're not allowed to go into the chotzer that they own b'shutvis, because I'm nehenna from your chelik in the chotzer too, and that's also for me, and I can't bathe in a boar that we own b'shutvis because I'm nehenna from your chelik. Somebody says, no, lirchot sochinami. Of course you can't bathe, because you're bathing, you're enjoying all the water. So vada, you're nehenna from the other person's chelik. The hochamay askinu lemalos. Here we're talking about taking some water out. So mar midideikom, amali o mar midideikom. When you take the water out, then it's nisbarer that was your chelik. You're not nehenna from the other person's chelik. You're nehenna from your chelik alone. You're not taking all the water out, you only take a portion out. Somebody says, the sovra of Nachman yesh breira. Rav Nachman holds yesh breira. According to this, you'd have to hold breira. That when you take out water, it's nisbarer that's not the other person's chelik. That was your chelik from the beginning. So you're not nehenna from the other person's chelik. If you hold ein breira, then what I'm taking out may be part of your chelik. So then it's awesome. Only Rav Nachman could only hold this, that they're shutfin, but to draw water, part of the water would be mutter if you hold yesh breira. And we're going to see now that Rav Nachman doesn't hold yesh breira. See Rashi. Hamudr Asr Misha Hutal Alav Haneder Asr Lehanos Mizeh Shenodr Haneder. The one who the nether was made against is Asr to be Nehenna from the one who made the nether. He said, my money is Asr to you. He has a right to Asr his money on anybody he wants. Hare Ato Alai Cherib. Or if he says, your money is Asr to me. So he has a right to Asr himself to the money. I consider your money like cherim that normally goes to bedek habayis. I can't be nehenna from it. Hilkach hanoder also lehonish mishal hamoder. Dechsiv lo yachil devaro. Right? You have a chiyuv to keep what you said. You said that you're going to consider this person's money to you like cherim. The rishai who less or atzul mom chaver. You can ask yourself on somebody else's money. You can't ask the other person's money. But you can ask yourself not to use it. Umutar midvarim sholei bavel shaasu bnei agola lefishi efkirum lechol Yisrael v'nasim lahem. Pashto, the reason is because they're hefker. And if I'm nehenna from, I'm not nehenna from your chelik. You have no chelik. Nobody has a chelik. It's hefker. When you use it, then you're using what's hefker. The lowly osum shutvim bo shelem koach les or ze chelko al ze. They're not shutvim that either one can aser. His chelik on the other one. You know, nobody has a chelik. It's hefker. You can't aser hefker on somebody. Shaloso a'ir, shein dorim ba, but if it's things that are commonly owned by the people of that city, that's not hefker, that's a shutfis. Then they're partners. Mipnei shehen shutvin bahem. Zeh asur, they chelko shuzen. Each one's asur because each one has a chelik. I can't be nehenna from your chelik. Where it says, hacha b'mayaskin lamalos. No, over there it's talking about bathing in the boar. So since they're shutvin, I'm nehenna from the whole boar, I'm nehenna from your chelik. But to take water out, hadiktaniu boar shal emsa derech mutarim lo lechol tash mishutru. It's not mutter for everything. You can't go in it and wash because you're basically nehenna from all the water, which includes the other person's chelik. The beira de shutvim hu, she tiru lemalos name of itiru. There are matter to take some water out and use it. Because then it's nisbara that's your chelik. To samchin and abreira. Vamrina marmi di deko memalei maim sholu bechado min amavorim min ashamayim lechelko. The min ashamayim is mavoror, that this is your chelik from the beginning, so I'm not nehenna from the other guy's chelik, I'm nehenna from my chelik. The Gemara says, the sover of Nachman yesh breira, v'asnan, I'll show you Rav Nachman doesn't hold a breira, because of this Mishnah. V'achim hashutvim, right? If you have brothers who are partners, in the father's, what's it called, Yerusha, okay? They yarshin things together, and they're partners. See, one second, how they're partners. So, kishichayovim bekol bom turim imayser behema, kishichayovim bemayser behema turim in hakolbom. So, first of all, the halacha is that Maiser Behema, Shutvim are potter from Maiser Behema. Okay, if you have animals in a partnership, you're potter from what's it called, from Maiser Behema. On the other hand, if two people, the halacha is that when you have to give a half a shekel, so every time you give a half a shekel to the Machzor Shekel, to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to add a little bit, a kolbon. Right, little extra. When you give a whole shekel, right, and you want back money, so you also have to give a kolbon. You give a kolbon is the, what's it called, is the fact that when you change money, you always lose a little bit. So in order to make sure that the hektish doesn't lose, the Rabbanan added a little bit to every time you cash in a shekel for two half shekels. You get a half shekel back. And therefore, if two people give a half shekel together and they get nothing back, they give a whole shekel, each one has a half, but they give a whole shekel, they have to pay two kolbons. So two shutvin have to give two kolbons, right? According to some, one kolbon, but pashas two kolbons. And that's only when they're shutvin. But if somebody is shokel for somebody else, a father gives a shekel for two of his sons. Okay? So here, Rashi over here says that he has to give only one kolbon. Normally, if you give a shekel for two people, you have to give two kolbons, as if two people gave each one separately. But Lamaisa, when a father gives for his children, they're not considered shutvin. They're considered what's it called, one person. So father giving for two of his children, then it's only one kolbon. Rashi in Chulin says you don't pay any kolbon in that case. Because whenever you give a shekel for somebody who you don't have to give for it, the father doesn't have to give for his sons. He's giving it anyway, then he's putter completely from a kolbon. He gives a shekel and doesn't have to pay anything. But it's different than when two shutvin give a shekel, they have to give two kolbons for sure. Here, either he doesn't have to give anything, or he only has to give one. Depends on which Rashi. Rashi here or Rashi in Chul. Okay. In any case. So whenever what's it called? They're considered shutvin, they're potter from Maisa Behema, but they're chayiv in a kolba, or two kolbons. Whenever they're not considered shutvin, they're considered like one person, then they're chayiv in Maisa Behema, but then they're potter from the kolba. So, whichever shutvin are potter from Maisa, chayiv in kolba. Non-shutvin are chayiv in Maisa, but potter from kolba. Okay. Rashi, Ho'achim ha-shutvin, Achim shem shutvin b'Yerusha saviyim. Brothers that are partners in a Yerusha. And we'll see there are different ways they could be partners. Sometimes they remain partners, and sometimes it's considered like they're one person because it's still in the father, it's still like the father's reshut, not the father's reshus, but they're both using tfusas habayis. In other words, it basically, they're both considered one person in the, they haven't yet split up the father's reshus. Shechayon bekol them pturim imayser behemo. Shechayon imayser behemo pturim in akolvan. Kol Yisrael hushkiku losis machsa shekel korban sibor. Everybody has to give every year a machsa shekel that which they buy korban sibor. V'itzilu chachom aleim lahosif moa ktana lios kolbon leprutro. Every time you give a machsa shekel, the rabbonim were mechayiv you to add a moa, a small amount, add a penny, right, as a kolbon. Mipnei shehein chatzoi shkolim chatichos dakos. Since a half a shekel is a very thin metal coin, v'nochim la'abed, and they can be lost. Upam shemachlif v'nosam bimonim v'nosan akolbon b'chiluf. Right, and sometimes they have to change them. So you give a bigger coin, you get back change. V'af kishem etstarfim shnayim losei shekel sholim, and even when two people give one full shekel, and they don't get anything back. Normally the kolbon was to cover the loss that comes from changing the money. But even when you don't change it, you give a full shekel to Hekdesh for two people that are partners. Hitilu aleim shnei kolbonim. So the mechayev to give two kolbons, just as if each one would have given his own separate half a shekel, or a separate shekel and gotten change. Shelo lefachos michavreyem lemayitus Hekdesh. They want Hekdesh to lose out. Because you two guys got together and gave one shekel, if you would have each one given a shekel and gotten back a half a shekel, you'd have to pay a kolbon. We're not going to make Hekdesh lose if you together give one shekel. Aval ha'av shokel v'shvil shnei bonav shekel sholem u'potter mi kolbon sheni. V'hirashit mashma, they chayiv in one kolbon. The father gives for both of his sons is not chayiv two kolbons. It's considered like one person. One person only has to pay one kolbon. So when they are shutfin, they have to pay two kolbons. Or, like we said, Rashi and Chulin said, they have to pay two kolbons. And when they're not shutfin, when a father does it for his children, then it's not shutfis. It's one person who's considered like two people, or two people considered like one person, then either he only has to pay one kolbon, or he has to pay no kolbon. Meiser behema, noig b'choshona, v'lados ha'nolodim. Meiser behema, every year you have to take off a tenth of your animals, and give it to the Kohen. Right, Meiser Behem. So, you bring it to the Shlomit. You bring it as a Korban Shlomit. The Meiser is brought as a Shlomit. The Eder shall Shutfim, Turim have lovers be Meiser. But if you have an Eder that's owned by Shutfim, so it's Potter from Meiser. Meiser is only if one person owns the herd. But if people own it in partnership, they don't have to take off Meiser. Kedetanya v'bechoros, kol peter sheger behema asher yielecha v'lo shel shutfis. And even though that pasuk, v'parchina v'ho v'bechor, see that pasuk's talking about bechor, v'mishanim v'meinu inyin l'bechor, d'yisei b'shutfis, bechor we know this can't apply to, because a bechor that's owned by shutfin is chayiv v'chora. You'll see v'bechoros b'karchem v'tzonchem in the Lashon Rabbah. To know in your limelight meiser. So even though it's written by Bechor, it applies to meiser. And meiser behema, you're not chayiv if you earn the herd in shutis. Yochel afilu kono b'tfisas habayis, kigon achim shalo ispiku lachlo kirushosom achinodun vodas. I might think that this applies also to brothers who inherited a herd from their father, and they didn't have time to split it up until they had children. So the children were born when the estate was still together. So there, that's not called shutfin. That's called the estate. That's owned together by both of them, but not a shutfin. It was never split up. So they're not shutfin. They're just continuation of the father. Right? So the achar, what's it called? Hilkach, Talmud Lomar Yiyya. Okay? That even in other cases, you have to, what's it called, take off Meiser. And that applies to that case where they own something jointly, but not as partners, as a continuation of the father. Hilkach, achim shem shutvim, sheshutfosom la'achar chaluka, kigon shechazru v'nishtatfu. They split up the Arusha, and then they became partners, that's a regular partnership. Then they're pater from Meiser Behem. Right? Then chayot, but they're chayiv in two kolbons, or what's it called? Right? Kishar shnayim ha'mishkarim l'shekel sholet. Once they split up the estate and then became partners, now they're regular partners. And regular partners are potter from Meiser. When they're chayv and Meiser Behema, because they're not regular partners, they never split up the estate. Kigon, Shinishtatfu, Mishinofla, Mayarusha, they remain partners in what the father's estate was and never split it up, then they're, what's it called, Chayiv in Maiser Behema, then they're Pater from a Kolba. The Kaima Tvisa Bayis, right, then the estate is still intact. Turim in a Kolba, Kilu Hayavim Kayim, Shimamonim, Echad, Poten Yachad. Then it's considered like one money, and they're Pater from a Kolba, just as if the father had been Shokel for them. One person giving a shekel for two people. Okay, and now the Gemara says, V'omer Rav Anan, lo shanu, this halacha of what's it called, where the tfisas habayis is niskayim, when do we consider them, not shutfin, but continuation of the father, ela shecholku gidoyim keneged tloyim, utloyim keneged tloyim, when do we consider them shutfin, and not a continuation of the father, when they split up, Gedoyim, well, this one took all the Gedis, and this one took all the Tles. This one took all the goats, and this one took all the sheep. It's impossible to say that L'chatchila, this one's Chelek was all the goats, and this one's Chelek was all the sheep. They all had a portion in each one. So you can't say Breira in this case. It's clear that they basically were buying each other out. So now they're regular Shutfim. If they split up and then became partners again, where they split up in a way that you can't say Breira, then what's it called, because it's impossible to say that l'chatchila, one was supposed to get all the goats and one was supposed to get all the sheep. When the father died, each one had half of the goats and half of the sheep. So when they decided to split up, and I'll take all the goats, you take all the sheep, they're basically selling one to the other. So that's a real shutfis. There's no brayer over there. But if they split up, you take half the sheep, I'll take half the sheep. You take half the goats, I'll take half the goats. So then, basically, they, what's it called, are taking their original chelik. Okay? Omer zehu chelko magio mishari shona. Then we say, this was the chelik that was meant for that person in the beginning. And therefore, if they re-became partners, then it's as if the chalukah was bottled, and it goes back to be the estate. The estate was never split up. It's just that we were mavar, which is your part of the estate, which is this part. And then if they came back together, they join the estate. So it's not shutfin. It's the estate, the original estate. But if they split it up in such a way that you can't say that each one got his chelik, right? So then they bought each other out. Then even if they became shutfin again, it doesn't go back to the estate. The estate's bottle. That's what Rav Anan said. Rav Nachman Omer, afilu cholku gedoyim keneged gedoyim, utloyim keneged tloyim, ein omer ze chelko magim mishor rishona. Right? Lekach. Now, we don't say that. Why? Because we don't say Breira. So you see, Rav Nachman doesn't hold a Breira. So how can you tell me that Rav Nachman holds a Breira? And that's why, what's it called, he holds that Shutvin, that made a nether, what's it called, can be Mamale, one from the other, because a Breira, each one takes his Chelek, Rav Nachman doesn't hold a Breira. So that can't be the reason. So it must be that it's Hefker, not Shutvis. So we're back to the Kashua before. We said that what's it called, that one man Yomer holds a shutfis, as a Therish Mishnah says it's not, that Bor Shalbovel can't be shutfis. Because then Rav Nachman could not hold that it should be mutter, because Rav Nachman doesn't hold a brave rash. But Omer Rav Anan, lo shonu de bishvil chaluka botlo tvisas abayis minayu. Rav Anan said, we don't say that the din of the estate is botl except in the following case. And then they become real shutfis. What case? Ela kishecholku al pishum bedomim gedoyim keneged tiyashim zekeinim o keneged tloyim debatlu mehem shem yerusha v'nosnu batoris lekuchos. When they split up in such a way that it's impossible to say this was the chelik that was meant for him to begin with, where they bought each other out, where one got all one kind and one got all the other kind. That's not the way the yerusha was meant to begin with. The yerusha that was meant to begin with, each one gets half of each kind. The chichazru, and then if they split up like that, then the Yerusha's bottle. Now they basically bought each other out, and it has nothing to do with Yerusha. And then if they become partners again, they're becoming partners in something that has nothing to do with Yerusha. It's like two people become regular partners from their own thing. The ain kan od shem tvisas abayis, el shem shutfis. Therefore, it's not no longer an estate. It now is a regular partnership. Regular partnership is Pater from Isa, but Chayiv and Kolba. Aval cholku kloim keneged kloim, v'gdoim keneged gdoim. But if originally they split up the Arusha in a way that you could say that this is what originally each person got when they inherited. I got half the sheep, and you got half the sheep, and the half that I got is my original chelik. You could say that. Dezel mishpat Yerusha, v'chol echad chelik v'chol min v'min. Yerusha is each one has a portion in each kind. Then omrim zechel ko magiyah d'yesh breira. Then we say yesh breira, and each one got the chelik that was meant for them when they split up, and then the Yerusha was never buckled. Okay, so when they now became partners again, they went back to the original estate. V'adayin shem yorshim aleim. They're still called yorshim. When they went then and then became partners again, it's the estate now becomes back intact. So they're no longer partners. They are owners of a joint estate. Joint owners of an estate. That's not partners. That's chayiv and maaser. The yesh potzer not tam mishum lekuchos. Some learn this wrongly, that the reason they're potter from maaser is not because that they're what's it called shutvin, but because they're buyers. If you buy animals, you put them from Maisa. Bought animals are put them from Maisa. That's ridiculous. It's non halokeach put them in Maisa. Maisa behema. If you buy animals, you put them from making Maisa behema on them. The toes would be other. Dikshaha vlados lekuchim heim turim lisaser. When are you put them from Maisa if you buy something? If you buy 10 animals and they already were born by somebody else, you're not chayv to take meiser off those 10 animals. But if those animals have children, avada you're chayv in every case of meiser is somebody bought it at some point, right? So if you buy animals and they have children, you're chayv to take meiser from those children. That's what we're talking about over here. We're not talking where you bought the original animals and those original animals you don't take meiser off. Avalokeach eser behemos v'yoldu chayav b'meiser. V'hoch v'gamrei potter. Here it says you potter completely. Even on the children, you're potter. Because they were born into a partnership. So, ein omrim upotter, alma ein breira. Rav Nachman says, you don't say that. You see that ein breira. That even if they split up half of each kind, right, we still consider that maybe that's not the part that he was supposed to get, and therefore they're buying each other out. They're buying each other out, and then they become partners against regular partnership. El al korchot Rav Nachman, beira dehefkeru, midishtoru bein mudri hanoa. So according to Rav Nachman, at least, the boar of Ole Bavel must be Hefker, not Shutfis, because if it would be Shutfis, then how in the world can each one take a chelek, ein breira? Maybe he's taking from the other one's chelek. Gabi Mila v'nosel chaveru. So Mara says, Elo hochem magbiya metzila chaveru komiflegei. Mar sover konem, mar sover lo konem. Here the machlokus is, since there, what's it called, it's Hefker. That's Beira de Hefkeru. So what's the machlokus? Machlokas is b'magbiya metzila chaveru. So Rashi explains what does it mean. Magbiya metzila chaveru, kona chaveru, kona metzila chaveru, kamitzli. Lo garsinin b'magbiya metzila kona chaveru kamitzli. We don't have the girsa that they're arguing whether you're kona or not. Like Rashi explained in the mission, in the before, right? Because then it would come out like this: magbiya metzila chaveru. If you hold lo kona chaveru. Right, then the person who took the water, he was konit, not the other person. And therefore, it's his tchum. But if you hold magbiya metzila chaveru kona chaveru, then when he drew it, he's konit for the other person. And the mela, it's his tchum. You can't say that, Rashi says. Why? That would be the easiest way to say. But you can't say that. Why? The logoras mar sover kona chaveru. Dimkein kashin Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. Because we're doing this to answer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman can't hold magbiya metzila chaveru, right, is kona chaveru. To be lonifu shehochad, Rav Nachman sover kona chaveru. Dekoma karagle mishin ismaulo. Rav Nachman's the one who holds that the tchum is the one who it was filled for, not the one who filled it. He would have to hold, if that's the pshat, that magbiya metzila chaveru, kona chaveru. Okay? Rav Shnayim Olsin, Amrin, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, Damri Tarvayu, magbiya metzila chaveru, lo kona chaveru. Morris and Betherish, Rav Nachman holds, magbiya metzila chaveru, lo kona chaveru. Elohochi garsina. Bin magbiya metzila chaveru komiflegi v'sulo. That's the gears that we have in the Gemara. Not kona chaveru, lo kona chaveru. They're arguing about the case of magbiya metzila chaveru. upirish, b'magbia metzila chaveru komiflegei, u'dekulei amalo kona chaveru. Everybody holds that when you take the water, the other person's not kona. So what's the machlokas? If it's your tchum or his tchum? Kol kona magvoso, shoze. Ele im kona ha-magbia im lo kona plige. The shaila is only when the person drew it, is he kona it or not? The other guy for sure is not kona it. But was the one who drew it kona it? Rav Nachman sover lo kona ha-magbia. De la vadaite lemikne. I didn't have in mind to get it for myself. I was doing you a favor and taking it for you. So when I take it, you don't own it. But I don't own it either. I didn't have in mind for myself. I had in mind for you. Picking up for you doesn't help because it's tofes lebal chob mokshir chav lacherim. I can't be kona something for you that hurts other people because somebody else could come and take that water. So I'm not kona, you're not kona it when I'm drawing it, and neither am I because I didn't have in mind for me. I had in mind for you. So basically it's hefker in my hands till I give it to you. So I never got my tchum. So when is anybody kona? When I give it over to the other guy, it becomes his. But it never was mine, even though I drew it. When do we say the other person isn't kona till he gets it? But once he gets it, it's his. He already gave it over to the guy. Everybody holds. You can't say now, I want it back. I didn't mean it for you. He gave it to him already. He's calling it. Rav Sheshe Sover Kona Hamagbia Tchila. U'miyado Kiblim Zeh. That you can't be Kona, but I'm Kona. Even though I didn't have mine for myself, when I took it out, it's mine. Hilkach Kirag V'Amamali. Therefore, it gets my Tchum. Right, and that's what Rav Sheshe says. Rav Nachman holds, no, it never got my tchum because I never was kona. When is there a kinyan? When I give it over to you, so it's your tchum. The istigaris kamoshi kosu b'sfarim u'farshin and hochi. Rav Nachman sover kona chaveru mishen nosan lo. Right, sometimes the girsa that the magbia matzila chaveru kona chaveru o lo kona, but it's not going on the other guy. It's going on the first guy. Kona or lo kona? Is the first guy kona or not? Rav Sheshe Sover Lo Kona Chaveru LaMagbia. Tosus says that the girsa that they had in the Sfarim is what's a regular case of Magbia Matzila Chaveru Kona Chaveru not, and he learns just the opposite. He says that Rav Sheshe holds Kona Chaveru, right? And therefore he holds as Karagli Hamamali. Why? Because this is an interesting shot, Tosus says. He says like this, the halacha is that when I draw the water, I'm doing it for you. So you kone it. So the chorot should be like your tchum. Says Tosus, no. Because the Gemara says over there, how come the other guy's kone? It's tofis lebal chov, mokr shechav lacherim. What's the case of tofis lebal chov? Right? Somebody, what's it called, owes five people money. And he only has enough for one. And I go and grab money for one of them. So that's no good. Because I'm hurting the other people. I have no right to get involved over here and hurt other people. Same thing over here. I pick up a metzia that somebody else could get. I pick it up for you. I'm hurting the other people who could have gotten that metzia. The one who holds it does help, holds no. Over here, I could have picked up metzia for myself. Nigud de zochi le nafsha. I could have picked up for myself. Right? And then that's for sure okay. Right? So if I choose to pick it up for you, it's okay. But how does it work? Since it comes through me, I could have picked it for myself. With that schus that I have for myself, I can do it for you. Mashen came where the guy owes five people money, he doesn't owe me anything, I have nothing to do with this case. So therefore, says Rav Sheshes, since the only way that I could make it yours is by the schus that I have in it, it has my tchum. Even though I never really owned it. But you have it only for me. So it has my tchum. And Rav Nachman holds, no, ma'bia matzila chaveru lo kona chaveru. Therefore, what's it called? Nobody's koned it. And the first person's not koned either. Memela, it has your tchum, not my tchum. Because it didn't have, and it was nobody's ownership until it got to you. And so Tosa says, just a kind of gears of the spark.